Letter to the Standard Bearer, Christian College or Secular. I am writing to you in regard to your recent short series in the Standard Bearer, issuing a warning to students attending a Christian college. Before I comment on that, I should tell you that I graduated from Calvin College and then spent 3 years at the University of Michigan earning a master's degree. So I have personal experience both with a small Christian college and with a large public university. It is my opinion that we PR folks are woefully deficient in education. Our modern society requires that we compete for jobs and that we be educated well enough for our modern technology. Good, well-paying jobs are necessary to enable us to support our churches and schools. The cost of these churches and schools continues to increase, frequently more than inflation. In addition, the consistories and school boards need to be educated, if they are to be able to deal with the issues that arise in the management and operation of our churches and schools. Mothers at home need to be educated in order to assist with their children's education in grade school and high school and to be the home's business manager. Also, women who do not marry need to be educated so that they can support themselves and also the kingdom causes. In spite of all this, the committee established to investigate relocating the ninth grade to the high school found that Covenant Christian High School, Grand Rapids, was a distant last in the percentage of graduates attending college when compared to our peer Christian or church-related high schools in West Michigan. I do not think there is one single reason that our PR young people are not attending college. Expense is probably a factor, but scholarships are available, and CRC, RCA, and Baptist families seem to be able to cope with this issue. I know that there is also some apprehension about advising students to attend Christian colleges because of their stance on common grace, evolution, women in office, and the like. However, there is no Christian college with which we agree completely, and the public colleges are, in my opinion, less desirable. So, the concern that I have with your Standard Bearer articles is that, while they accurately present the doctrinal issues with which we disagree, they may lead our young people to avoid the Christian colleges. The articles didn't present the much greater danger, in my opinion, in the public colleges. I agree that we have doctrinal differences with the Christian colleges. However, I am concerned that your articles may encourage our parents to advise their students to go to the public colleges as a cheaper alternative or not to attend college at all. As an aside, I am also concerned that, while our PR schools insist on hiring only PR teachers, they give little or no heed to where those teachers got their education. Many times, it is from the public colleges. While you have correctly identified the doctrinal differences that we have with the Christian colleges, you have not addressed the issues that our students face in the public colleges, such as atheism, profanity, even in the classroom, immorality of every sort, including homosexuality, drugs, and alcohol abuse, and worldly entertainment of all sorts. I have observed this firsthand a few years ago, and I'm sure it is worse now. We avoid the public grade schools for these reasons, but we send our students to the public colleges, sometimes even to become teachers in our schools. To conclude, I appreciate your articles and I have no criticism of them. However, I think we PR folks have need of more education, and I think the best place to get it, in our modern society, is at the Christian colleges. I don't mean that we may not attend the public colleges. They have a place in our society, but I far prefer the education available at a good liberal arts Christian college, at least for the first 4 years. Tom Newhoff, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mr. Newhoff's letter reflects on important dimensions of the college education that the editorials were not addressing. We are glad to publish his thoughts. With much of the letter I can express full agreement. I would add a couple of matters for consideration. 1. The reason for a good college education, whether public or private, is more than the need to make more money, even though that need is not to be slighted in these difficult days. Our young people need to develop their critical thinking skills and grow in the knowledge of God's creation, preservation, and government of the universe. Belgic Confession, Article 2. History, the physical sciences, philosophy, and psychology, the whole realm of learning is before God's people as means by which they can serve Him better, know Him more deeply, and thus glorify Him to their fullest capacity. All this both in the church and in our lives in the world. 2. The brother makes a judgment of woeful deficiency in education among us. We recognize that this is both a personal, non-scientific assessment and a judgment made about what is observed in only one area of the PRC. It would be interesting to hear statistics, as well as statistics of educational levels outside the Grand Rapids area. 3. As to the greater danger in public universities over against Christian institutions, can it be said that there are dangers in both, but that the important issue is not so much the degree of danger, but the preparedness of our young people to face what dangers there are? Let us parents ask ourselves, consciously, as we teach our high school students, whether our children are able to face the challenges of the subtle errors in the Christian colleges or the blatant assaults on Christianity in the public institutions. May God bless our homes and the extensions of our homes in the rearing of God's covenant seed. Barry Gritters, Editor.